I'm Chris Parks.
And this is Stacey Linfer.
And this is your Nishna Valley here on another weekend, and I guess we're into the holiday season, technically.
I know, I can't believe it already.
Yeah, everybody hopefully got their bellies full on Thanksgiving Day. I'm sure they did.
Definitely, we had very many to attend. Yourself?
Yeah, I had, just one official one, I guess, I had to go to, but other than that, we'll kind of just maybe do our own thing at some point, I'm sure, but other than that, not too bad, demanding. I'm like that. And we usually try to hit at least one grandparent's location.
Right.
That's what it works out as. So,
yeah. Makes it kind of hard sometimes.
Yeah,
so we try and take turns every other year, and
gotcha.
So we can try and get to all of them. But.
Yeah. So do you go to multiple ones every year?
Yep. This year we had two on one day, and then one on Thanksgiving, and one on the Friday. So they're a little more spread out, so that was nice.
Yeah.
But
still.
That's a lot of food.
Lots of eating.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is all okay. That's okay, though, too.
Yeah, that's okay. And, of course, as we're speaking here this weekend, I'm sure lots of people still have things that they're doing because a lot of folks will put it off until the weekend officially to have their Thanksgiving meal. So we hope that you're enjoying that here this weekend as well. And, of course, lots of food leads to lots of food that doesn't get eaten at
that's
the
true.
Meal as well, because we all know how all the older folks are. Once it gets become a tradition, it's like, okay, we got to have this, and this, and then it's too much, and then nobody eats it all.
It's just a smorgasbord, you know? A big buffet.
Now, I don't know if you've had to deal with this personally. Like, obviously, you're not hosting at your home, so it's not directly going to your refrigerator, but I'm sure you get tossed some stuff at you that comes with you.
Definitely. We get the Cool Whip containers and the butter containers. Yep. Here, take some of this, take some of that, which is great.
Yeah. But. Yeah. Yeah, that is genius. I don't know if somebody just thought of that at one point, but that's always what we do, too. It's, you know, it's the random containers, everything that was used to make it. Here, let's throw it in there.
Yep.
I guess otherwise the folks with Glad or Ziploc are making all kinds of money off of those little containers that disappear and nobody ever gets them back. But
That happens at our house.
Yeah. But, so you're dealing with a lot of that. And I'm sure folks, of course, whether it's at your home or you're taking it home, then you got to think about, well, what am I going to do with all this stuff? I mean, you're just going to eat it the way it is. A lot of folks get creative with different things that they're going to do as far as leftovers are concerned. I'm not that talented. I usually just go into whatever it is. I'm going to eat and nibble on it here and there. But
just peek open the tin foil or take a bite there. Yeah.
A little piece of turkey here. Okay, that's fine.
Definitely.
And, you know, it's kind of weird to me. I've always thought about this, too. Thanksgiving, of course, traditionally is one of those meals where turkey is on a lot of people's menu. Mm-hmm. A lot of people decide to have the big bird. We never do that any other time of year.
No.
You know, people don't think about having a turkey.
No.
You know, when it actually, to me, I enjoy it. I like it. It's really good when it's done well.
Yeah.
I don't know why you never think about doing
that
other times.
That's true,
I mean, maybe it's because it is so much and you have to try to deal with it, but... Of course,
it's definitely a process. Not that I've done it myself, but just seeing it.
Yeah.
It's a process.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can handle it.
It is. I think people stress out about it more than they need to because it is easier than they think.
Mm-hmm.
But you always, of course, want it perfect. So that's the idea. But yeah, so you know, it's kind of weird. But maybe you just go with the turkey breast other times of year. Maybe you can do something and have fun with it. I caught the other day, I was browsing through channels, and Martha Stewart was on top of a turkey breast that she was getting all buttered up and lathered up, and oh man, it looked pretty good if she was done.
Yeah.
She made kind of a roll thing out of it and then tied it together, you know, and then sliced it that way after it was done.
Ooh,
oh, it looked really good.
Sounds good.
It looked really good. But I guess whether you're going to end up with some of that or not, or whatever kind of thing you do, maybe it's ham, whatever at your home, you're going to end up with some leftovers. And of course, you got to be careful with how you're keeping those, making sure that you're doing it at safe temperatures and getting it put away. I was reading some information, and actually earlier this week, Jim had an interview with Barb Fuller that he talked about some of this stuff with from ISU Extension, talking about how to be safe with while you're cooking and then putting it away. One thing I thought was interesting that you always kind of hear different terms on is hot foods. Should you put them in the fridge right away when they're still hot? You know, a lot of people say let it cool down to room temperature, which is okay. But they're saying here that in this little article that I found, it's a registered dietitian that was talking about it. She said that hot foods can be placed directly in the fridge, but it's wise to divide them into smaller quantities so that way they cool quicker to a food safe temperature once they're in the refrigerator. Okay. So don't just dump that whole tub of hot steaming mashed potatoes into the into the fridge and expect everything to be good. So doing a little bit of that, thinking ahead in that manner. And of course, she gives all the things that you expect, you know, try to keep everything airtight and take care of that. And making sure your temperature on your refrigerator is at 40 degrees or whatever, you know, to keep it safe. But the timing is always something I think that people think about the most. You know, how long can I keep something in there? And I'm sure people push the limits whether or not they're going to listen to it anyways. But I've done that before. What day do we have this? It might be okay. Well, the rule that Barb Fuller said is the 4 days throw away kind of thing. So usually 3 to 4 days is your standard time for certain things. Of course, some of those things are a little less susceptible to going bad than others that you're going to have during that Thanksgiving meal. Like, they have a little chart here, and most of it does say 3 to 4 days. For example, your turkey, any other meat that's been cooked, if you're just keeping it in the refrigerator, gravy is a little even less time, just 1 to 2 days. Mm-hmm. You don't want to keep that very long. And then same goes for, like, mashed potatoes, soup, vegetables, even pie, 3 to 4 days is what they're telling you. But for a couple of things, you look at like cranberry sauce. That's something that's already, you know, preserved essentially when you put it out. 10 to 14 days, they say. So it can be a couple of weeks. You can keep that in there.
So you can make
there.
A big batch and be fine
for
a while.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, no problem there. The other side of it too, though, is if you decide to kind of think ahead and put some stuff in the freezer after you make it, that can be a lot longer, of course, of a time frame, and most of that is running in that 2 to 3 months range. So turkey, meat, even gravy, and also vegetables, they say 2 to 3 months is usually what could be good for that. For the cranberry sauce and the stuffing, and also the pumpkin pie or pie, would be 1 to 2 months if you put something in the freezer. So I guess something to think about.
So you'd be good in the freezer, and then you can just pull it out for Christmas.
Yeah, there you go. That's thinking ahead, especially if you're one of those families that everybody brings a pie all of a sudden and you got too many to even touch. You know, hey, put it in the freezer. That's probably a good idea. So whatever the case may be for you, I guess make sure you're doing it in a safe manner and then enjoying it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always good to have some of those leftovers and get your belly full. And then, of course, I think the big thing is for a lot of people, you know, you hear and say, well, I'm not cooking, so you better take some of this with you, or, you know, because it's one of those.
I've done enough cooking, so we're having leftovers for the next couple days.
Yeah, exactly. And then for others that maybe even didn't do the cooking, you know, it's like, well, it's a holiday. I'm not going to want to work a slave over a stove.
Nope.
You guys eat what's here. There's lots of food for you. All right, well, we'll see if folks have an enjoyable time here, hopefully over the weekend with their Thanksgiving holiday, and then, yeah, prepare for the next one. Not too far down the road, unfortunately. All right. Well, speaking of that, we do have some events coming up here around the area that are kind of related to getting ready now for the winter holiday season. And one of those is the Peace Haven Retirement Home in Walnut. They're getting ready to celebrate Christmas, their Christmas Cookie Walk fundraiser. That will be going on. Come early to get a good selection of cookies, candies, treats on Saturday, December 5th. That'll be from 9 to noon at the Peace Haven Front Lobby there for that event. And then they also will be having their Christmas open house coming up on Sunday, December 13th from 2 to 4 p.m. And the facility will be decorated with Christmas trees and holiday decors. You can enjoy some refreshments. They'll have raffle tickets for a quilt that is made by the Peace Haven Rebels. And that'll be $1 each or 6 for 5. And they'll have a drawing during that open house for that. So you can stop by and enjoy those festivities coming up here during December. Also coming up during December, a Winter Wonderland, Walk Through a Winter Wonderland on December the 6th. This is an event that's going on in the Oneida area. The Holiday Hustle will be at 4 o'clock that day. It's a 5K run walk for all ages. Registration at 3 o'clock in the community center. And pre-register as well at the Health and Wellness Center there at next to the CAM High School. And you can also, cost is $10 for that. Walk-ins will be welcome during the event. They'll also have a vendor fair from 4 to 7 at the Oneida Community Center and City Hall. Vendors with all kinds of different items will be available there at that one. Lots of different of the products that you kind of would expect at those kinds of events going to be there. Also, the Santa's Sweet Shop will be from 4 to 7 at the Oneida Public Library. And also that evening, they'll have an Anita Child Care Silent Auction from 4 to 7 at the Community Center. 4 to 4:45 is the live nativity scene at the Anita Livestock Auction. And they're accepting donations at the door for that, for the Anita Food Pantry. Soup supper from 4:30 until, well, whenever they feel like being done at the Anita Legion Hall. Also, the Santa Chase at 5 o'clock. That's for pre-K through 5th grade at the City Hall entrance. They'll have a holiday open house at Rolling Hills Bank and Trust from 5 to 6. Recipe walk from 5 to 7 in the different participating businesses there. They'll have some hay rides that'll be going on from the community center from 5 to 7. Luminaries as well from 5 to 7. Santa from 5 to 7 at the library. So just lots of things going on throughout that whole evening that they're going to be doing there December 6th over in the Anita area. So you can get ready and get prepared for all kinds of activities there on that day. Sounds like a full evening. Mm-hmm. Take the family out. Also, the 20th annual Adair Festival of Trees will be going on that same weekend, December 5th and 6th. The Adair Women's Club and the Adair Library Board are co-sponsoring the 20th Annual Festival of Trees on December 5th from 1 to 8, Sunday from 6, or December 6th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Adair Community Center, in conjunction with the annual holiday extravaganza and the Lion's Soup Supper on Saturday evening. The Grant Sky Eagles will be serving brunch on Sunday beginning at 11 a.m., and proceeds from that event will provide scholarships for Adair Casey High School graduates. And to date, they've given away approximately $19,000 to 125 different scholarships that have been awarded to youth. Everyone in the community is welcome and encouraged to bring a display for that as well. Also, the mobile food pantry will be in Harlan coming up on December 1st from 4:30 to 6:30, and they'll help out folks and families need for a one-day distribution there, so you can bring boxes or bags to carry at that event. Also, on the Friday, December the 4th, the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan will be having their Angel Antics Luncheon and Bazaar. That'll be going on with doors open at 10:30 in the morning, serving from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and the cost is $8 for adults, 10 and under, $3. They'll have a salad bar, chicken noodle soup, broccoli cheddar soup, bread, drinks, desserts, and they can deliver and do carryout orders for that as well. If you get in touch with them, the number is 755-2421. And also another thing we wanted to add on to that, we talked about Adair a little bit doing some of those activities with their Festival of Trees. That holiday extravaganza includes the soup supper we mentioned, the soup dinner from the Adair Lions Club. That'll be beginning at 4:30 with a free will offering coming up on the 5th. And the Lions will also be collecting food for the Adair Food Pantry. And the Adair Chamber of Commerce will sponsor several activities at the Community Center on Saturday as well. And kids can make Christmas crafts from 5 to 6. Vendors present from 1 to 8 Saturday and from 11 to 2 on Sunday. And there will be a drawing for $150 in Adair bonus bucks as well. And sign-up is on Saturday and Sunday, and you don't need to be present to win. And then they mentioned that brunch on Sunday by the Grant Sky Eagles. That'll be from 10:30 to 12:30. And then residents of the community are urged to have their Christmas decorations lighted for all to enjoy as they travel through the streets as well. So lots of things happening there related to the holiday season here coming up. I know you've got a good list of things that are coming up around the Nishna Valley here as well that you can let folks know about.
Okay. All right. Well, what's going on now through December 11th is a recipe swap. It's at the Atlantic Public Library, and that goes through December 11th. So you can bring in a recipe. They do have a limit of 5. Just take it up to the upstairs desk, or you can also email your submission, and that's to the AtlanticPublicLibrary@gmail.com, and they ask that you include your name with each submission. And then after December 21st, they'll have copies of all the recipes, and that will be available at the upstairs desk for those who contribute. The Shelby Lutheran Church Women's Annual Apple Skiver Supper is coming up December 2nd. That is from 4 to 7 p.m. A note to high school seniors who are pursuing a career in agriculture or an ag-related field, there is a West Central Cooperative's 2015-2016 Excellence in Agriculture Scholarship. It's four $1,500 scholarships for any accredited post-secondary program, and applications are available at any West Central location, also from area high school guidance counselors or online at west-central.com. And you have to have those turned in by January 29th of 2016. If you have any questions, you can contact Alicia Clancy at 712-667-3334. So that's the West Central Cooperative's Excellence in Agriculture Scholarship, and the deadline for that to get your application in is January 29th, 2016. Santa's Cabin. It is open every Thursday until Christmas from 5:30 to 7:30. And also on Saturdays, there's along with carriage rides, they're from 1:30 to 3:30 in Atlantic City Park. The only exclusion would be December 5th for the fireworks and lighted Christmas parade. So on December 5th, it'll be open from 3 to 5:30. And then again after the parade at 6. Along with that, the Atlantic Fireworks and Lighted Parade, it's on December 5th at 6 p.m., and that goes down Chestnut Street, and they'll have a fireworks display over the historic Rock Island Depot, and that kind of marks the start of the annual Lighted Parade. If you'd like to enter the parade, you can find a registration form online at AtlanticIowa.com. Again, it's the Atlantic Fireworks and Lighted Parade, goes down Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic, and that's on December 5th at 6 p.m. The Cass County Conservation Board's Natural Holiday Decorating Program is on December 5th, and the program will be held at the Atlantic Public Library Community Room in Atlantic on December 5th at 12:30, and it's free, and it's for all ages. And this year, they're making ornaments and decor out of natural objects, so you can discover how to decorate naturally. Please register by November 30th, so that's coming right up at 769-2372. Over in Fontenelle, the Fontenelle United Methodist Church is having their Cookie Swap Soup Supper and Concert featuring the group Reconcile. That's on December 6th, and the Cookie Swap starts at 4 p.m. And you can choose a variety of cookies to take home. It's a dozen for $5 or a half dozen for $3. Then at 5:30 is the Soup Supper, and then at 7, the group Reconcile will perform. All proceeds from that go towards the flooring project for the church, so come for cookies and stay for the soup in concert. Again, that's on December 6th, and all of that starts at 4. A holiday concert is coming up December 6th that starts at 3 p.m., and it's a free interactive concert for the entire family. Also, the Christmas Angel and Scrooge winner will be announced at the concert, and the holiday concert is at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic, and that's located at 800 Poplar Street. Again, it's a holiday concert, December 6th at 3 p.m., and they'll also announce the Christmas Angel and Scrooge winner at First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. The LWML Cookie Walk is coming up December 12th. It's from 11:30 to 1, and that will be held at the Zion Lutheran Church, which is at 811 Oak Street in Atlantic, so you can come out and pick your favorite holiday cookies. Again, that's December 12th from 11:30 to 1, and that's at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic.
All right. Sounds to me like if you can't get your fill of holiday stuff, it's your fault.
Yeah. We give you plenty of options where to go. You can do that.
Yeah. Plenty of that all around here in the Neshonnais Valley. So hope you take advantage. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll come back and take a little bit more deeper look here at some holiday trends, and then also, of course, get some of your birthday wishes in. This is your Neshonnais Valley.
A foot injury or chronic foot problem can make everyday life a lot tougher. Every step is painful. You don't feel like getting off the couch, putting on shoes, or living your life to the fullest. That's no way to live. That's why Cass County Health System is excited to welcome Dr. Roger Drown, a board-qualified podiatrist who joined the CCHS team on a full-time basis after caring for patients as a visiting specialist for 18 months. His practice includes outpatient and surgical care treatment of hammer toe, tendon repair, wound care, bunion removal, plantar fasciitis, and other podiatric needs. Dr. Drown can get you back on your feet and ready to dance the night away, or at least get you off the couch. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Drown, please call the CCMH Outpatient Clinics at 712-243-7590. Cass County Health System. Neighbors caring for neighbors.
And welcome back here to This Is Your Neshonnais Valley. As we continue on here, we were just talking about a lot of activities that are coming up around the area for the holiday season. And, of course, folks, I think, starting to get into that mood. And, of course, along with that comes all the shopping that everyone does.
Yeah.
Are you one of those people that is insane about,
no,
I gotta get the good deals?
No.
Okay.
I did do that one year, and I don't know. It's not for me. It's a little crazy, and I guess you kind of have to have the mentality to be aggressive really push and run down holes, and that's not for me.
And to me, I think maybe that's what the allure is to a lot of people, is they don't have a lot of outlets in their normal everyday life to kind of get that, tap into that animalistic,
just
I gotta
go crazy,
beat somebody kind of thing. It's their competition for the year,
yeah,
you know? It's like, I don't know. I agree. I can't do it.
No.
I'm not that kind of person, and I'm not going to push somebody out of the way so I can get a you know, a TV or whatever.
I know.
Right?
And it's you just see, not... I mean, there's people out there, I mean, they get real aggressive, like, you know, grabbing stuff and mm-hmm. tug of war types. And it's like, oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah, the last thing on the, the pallet and they're ripping at it.
To save that $5 that bad.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And of course, it's always tragic when you hear the stories about somebody that got hurt or got killed. Or,
yeah.
And it's just unbelievable. Of course, that happens in everything we do in everyday life, but it's just one of those things that's senseless. It shouldn't happen. But anyways, hopefully, if you're going to brave some of that and you have fun with it, but you stay away from the crazy situations as well and do yourself some good. But of course, with the shopping season, you got a lot of things that kind of pop up as far as what people are thinking about, what they're going to buy and how much they're going to spend. And you know, for a lot of folks it's fun, but for some of other folks too, I guess it can be stressful or worrisome, because you know, you want to do good and you mm-hmm. want to make your kids happier or your friends happier or whatever, but sometimes the means aren't there to do a lot of that. So hopefully you can make the best out of whatever your situation is and people appreciate it. But the average stats, there's a site called Find the Data that does all this kind of research into what they predict things are going to be for the year. But they're saying that the average person will spend about $805 during the holidays this year for their season. Now, I always hear numbers like this, and I think, no way am I ever going to spend that kind of money. But I guess sometimes if you sit down and think about every little piece that goes into your holiday, because you could group things in there. Like if you're going to go somewhere, you know, obviously if you stay and shop local, you help yourself out because you don't pay for the gas. So you could factor that in, too, if you have to go somewhere to buy some things. But you add all that stuff up, it probably racks up a little bit more than you think.
Yeah, it adds up quick, that's for sure.
Yeah, but I don't think I'm going to be at that mark, I'm pretty sure. But, of course, that's an average. So you got the high-end people that are spending all kinds of money, and then some that aren't spending much at all. But so that's, you know, always interesting to hear that. And that is on an upward trend. Over the last, let's see, two seasons, it's been up over that $800 mark. The lowest it got was back in 2009, and people were spending an average of $690 or so then. So it's gone up since then and rebound. And, of course, that's kind of when we had our economic recession going on. So whether you're spending a lot or a little, I guess, keep in mind what you're doing and pay attention to it. But the other side of it, too, is, you know, people's habits change, too. What becomes important to them? You know, are you looking for the good deal? Are you looking for just that specific item that you absolutely have to have? Are you looking for a good deal if on shipping, say, if you have to go find something somewhere else? But the one of the things that they mentioned that is kind of on the minds of a lot of people as their, like, must-have, mind-changing type of thing is free shipping. Everybody expects free shipping now.
They do,
Which, you know, a lot of sites will offer. And, of course, then there's a lot of sites, too, where you maybe pay a little bit to become part of a deal like Amazon, you pay, you know, and you get your 2-day shipping for year round. So I think a lot of people will become excited with that, and maybe that's just our mindset now because we're a give me it now
type of
society.
You feel like you're saving a little bit at least, you know, not each little toy you're getting charged for shipping.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, you don't want to be waiting around for a month either to try to see if something's going to show up. But that's the number one thing that people look for. Others are looking for the type of things like, the next type of shipping they're looking for is something that they could buy online but then pick up at a store. It's something that they also look for a lot. Everything else is kind of a low number as far as that is concerned. And then, of course, you know, what do you decide to spend on between different people? That always becomes the factor, too. And, of course, in your situation, you have multiple kids now, so... Do you try to make it as fair as possible?
Yeah, we were just talking about that the other day, actually. And try and do the same, but also come about the same amount of presents, because I know why it's going to be, well, she got more than me. You know, I can totally see that coming. So we'll have to try and either package them together and kind of trick them a little bit. But
Yeah. Somebody told me that the other day. I'm not sure who it was I was talking to that said, you know, well, different age of kids, it becomes different because some of them want more of like little things that necessarily don't cost as much, especially when they're younger.
Right.
But then they get older and you've got one thing that costs a lot and what's, well, this is what you're getting. I don't have more than this.
Enjoy your one toy.
Yeah. So then it becomes kind of the, well, let's package this together to make it seem like it's one gift, you know? So that maybe kind of evens things out a little bit. But Yeah, that can become tough. And I think that probably becomes tough, too, for grandparents, too.
Yeah.
And if they're still maybe have some children that are still a little bit younger that they still buy for, and then they're also buying for grandchildren, mm-hmm. so you're kind of evening that out a little bit. But I guess that can be a task sometimes.
Yeah.
So hopefully you can navigate those waters without making some people too upset.
Yeah.
But
one's kind of easier to shop for right now, too.
Yeah.
So it's like, how do you do that?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and then, that's the other thing, too. What do you decide to get? Sometimes it's I need this, a mm-hmm. specific thing, you know. But other times it's, you know, they're, okay, I want this.
That's why.
Yeah, didn't you say that he was going through the catalog the other day? Okay, yeah. I want all this.
Yep, I'm like, do you even know what that is? No, I want it. Okay. Sounds good, hon.
Yeah, and he'll enjoy it for 5 minutes.
Exactly, I know. That's just it. And it's all like these $80 toys. It's like, why is that even plastic worth
I know.
That,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
They
get you when you can.
Mm-hmm,
they can,
they sure
that's
do.
For sure. Yeah, it's funny, and of course, we have just a very young one, so it's kind of he doesn't know what he likes yet, I'm sure, but it's funny, you know, we have a little tub of toys, you know, that people have given us or that we've gotten,
mm-hmm.
but that's rare that gets touched, you know, it's always the box that the diapers came in, or it's the, one thing he loves is measuring cups from the kitchen.
Yeah.
I don't know how my wife figured that out, but she gave him a couple, and he just
likes
loves
to bang
that.
Him.
Yep,
or just
loves to hit them
yeah.
together, hit them on the ground, and that's his thing. Okay,
there you go.
Easy for me.
I bet he'll really enjoy. He'll be at the age to rip the paper off, and
I think
he'll really enjoy that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that could be fun. Yeah, so we'll see how that goes. Another thing too that, and this I guess relates to having a young kid. Another thing we talked about the other day was, what do we do about the Christmas tree?
Mm.
Do we put it up? Because we know he's going to go over there and get into it. Of course, we have a dog as well. He usually stays away from
That's
it.
Good.
But, what do you do with that? You got to hide it somewhere.
Yeah. We maybe put like one or two out just to kind of have that look, I guess, for the mm-hmm. kids. And then we usually bring them up. Santa brings them, you know, like the night before and stuff. But as for the decorated tree, I think when they got to the age of like walking and grabbing, it was decorated like half up.
Halfway up.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the right.
It might not look
go.
The greatest, yeah. but it yeah. saved them. We got the shatterproof ones, but they're not always so shatterproof.
Yeah, I understand that.
We've had a few of those. So yeah, decorate half up. That's my tip.
Okay. Well, we'll see. We'll see what we decide to do. But another thing related to that I saw that was interesting, they said 26.3 million trees, real trees, were purchased last year in the U.S. And, of course, that becomes certain people care one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I couldn't care less either way.
Yeah.
It's fine with me. But real trees and fake trees. And actually, they said that, you look at the numbers, and year-by-year purchases, of course, this is probably skewed because you're not buying that fake tree every year. But there's a lot more real tree purchases than there are fake
really?
Tree purchases, which is interesting. Maybe it largely is due to that. You get one and you keep it for 5-10 years. I don't know. But so we'll see. We'll see how that goes. Of course, there's always a few places to get that here around the Nishna Valley mm-hmm. if you really want a real one. And it's always kind of fun. It was fun, I guess, for me growing up, too, because we always lived most of the time next to water. So it was like an easy place to go get rid of the tree. And
yeah.
it was always, you know, becomes fish habitat anyway.
Right.
So it was good stuff. But dealing with that for other folks isn't so much fun, I think, sometimes. I know that for a long time, the folks at the middle school have taken those and do projects with them. So that helps a lot, too.
Yeah.
But that can always be kind of a task if you're trying to keep the house clean and spiffy. That doesn't always work out.
You got to keep that thing watered unless you want needles all over the floor.
All right. Well, whatever you're doing to prepare for the holidays, we hope that you're having fun with it, and maybe you'll be part of some of these statistics that we're talking about as well. I know you have some birthdays we need to pass along.
All right. We'd like to wish happy birthday to Bessie Huffman. She's turning 89, and her family wishes to honor her with an open house, and that'll be on a Sunday, November 29th from 2 to 4. And that's at the Anita Community Center, so you can come out and wish Bessie Huffman an 89th birthday and share some cake with Bessie. And again, that's on November 29th from 2 to 4 at the Anita Community Center. Happy birthday to Teresa Cruz of Harlan. She's celebrating her 90th birthday with an open house. And Hosting the celebration with her family is her friends and relatives, and she has 23 grandchildren, 24 great-grandchildren, and one great-great-grandson. Also, happy birthday to Frances Johansson of Harlan. She is celebrating her 95th birthday on December 1st, and her family is planning a card shower in her honor. And you can send her a card to 2104 12th Street, apartment 227 in Harlan, 51537, and says she has two grandchildren and two great-grandchildren. So a happy birthday to Frances Johansson of Harlan, celebrating her 95th birthday on December 1st, and send her birthday card to 2104 12th Street, apartment 227, Harlan, Iowa, 51537. Over at the Xyra Care Center, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Ruth Hansen, celebrating her birthday on November 26th. And also happy birthday over at the Salem Lutheran Home to Cindy Gry, celebrating her birthday on November 27th. Also happy birthday to Lori Harris Jensen, celebrating her birthday also on November 27th. Another birthday wish goes out to Alyssa West, celebrating her birthday on November 29th. And also happy birthday to Betty Fredrickson, celebrating her birthday on November 30th. And happy birthday to all those ladies there over at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn.
All right. So happy birthday to those folks. Hope they enjoy it. And hope you enjoyed being with us here over the weekend. And I guess go take that nap that you need to take.
That's always good after you stuff your face.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's the American way, right?
Exactly. It's a tradition, right?
All right. Well, that's going to wrap things up. I'm Chris Parks.
And this is Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.